Hey everyone, Megan Shudark here, and this is Living Successfully Unemployed. I'm going to be doing a podcast today going over mindset and how the mind is a powerful tool and how I kind of used it in the everyday life to kind of expand and get to living successfully unemployed. I had a rough journey, but I kind of changed my mindset up, and that's really when things started to change for me. I do have a few things I want to read to you that really helped me like kind of jumpstart my thinking. So good ideas rarely go out to find someone. If you want to find a good idea, you must search for it. If you want to become a better thinker, you need to work for it. And once you become a better thinker, the good ideas keep coming in. This is something that I really had to learn. I knew these words before. I know good ideas don't just come and find people, and I had to work to become a better thinker. I had to really work on it because I automatically thought the worst of everything. I thought about the bills that were coming in. I thought about the situation that we were in. I thought about everything else but good things. And when you put out negative things happen. It's just the fact of life. If you think about it, if you are, you know, down in the dumps, if you're in a dark place and you're thinking about these things, your life's going to continue to go down that path. Only you can change your life and only you can change where you're at. If you don't like your life, you're the only one that can do something about it. Another thing is, you know, stock markets crash, real estate investments can go sour, but a human mind with the ability to think, well, it's like a diamond mine that never runs out. It's priceless. And that is so true. We see the stocks go up and down. We see the gold mines tap out and become dry. The oil wells dry up. Real estate can go up or it can go down. But the human mind can never really run out because there's so many endless possibilities. It's just simply priceless. When I started changing my thinking and I started thinking about positive things, I started thinking about envisioning my new life. I started envisioning my new car, my new house, but I didn't just like pick a area. I went down to the nitty gritty and found houses that I was going to live in. I went down onto websites and I started designing my perfect cars. And that's how I started changing my mindset. I didn't think, oh my gosh, I'm never going to have these cars. I'm never going to have this house. This is pointless. I just changed my thinking into one day. Didn't set a timeline because I didn't know when it would happen, but I knew one day I was going to live in this house. I knew one day I was going to drive this car. So that's the big thing about you, the way you have to think. A lot of people think closed-minded and not big picture. They only see the immediate future. They don't see the bigger picture future. So they want to know, when am I going to have this house? When am I going to have this car? And you can't simply think like that. You have to be a big picture thinker to become successful. You have to spend time with the right people. I noticed that my crowd that I hung around and allowed to influence me changed significantly. I was always friends with closed-minded people who thought like me in short term, didn't have any really goals in life. And when I started changing my mindset, I started sharing these with these same group of friends. And, you know, they would tell me, that's never going to happen. You're dreaming too big. Must be nice. Maybe one day, maybe my next life. Things like this that just kind of brought me down. And so I started upgrading my friends. And when I upgraded my friends, I upgraded my mindset. I started hanging out with people who told me that, hey, it's possible. You could do that in a year. You could do that in 5 years. And I had people thinking of the big picture. They weren't just thinking about what was going to happen this year, what was going to happen next month. They were thinking about 5 years, 10 years from now. And those are the kind of people I needed to start surrounding myself with. The people I seek out and choose to spend time with all challenge me with their thinking and their actions. Again, you know, they were up level thinking. They thought about when they thought about investing or they thought about buying a house, they thought about not the immediate future. They thought about, okay, if I buy this house today, how much is it going to be worth in 5 years so I can sell it then? If I invest in this business today or I invest in this market today, what's it going to be like in a year? Because that's how successful people think, is they don't think about the near future. They think about the extended big picture future. Ideas have a short shelf life. You must act on them before the expiration date. Guys, I have a journal. I have so many journals. It's not even funny. I write all these ideas down and I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit down this week. I'm going to get my planner and I'm going to plan on acting on these ideas this week. Of course, life happens. School, meet the teacher, all these other things start coming up and my schedule starts to fill up and I never act on these ideas. And the reason is because I try to plan on acting on them. If I would have just acted on them when I wrote them down in that journal, they probably wouldn't have been an idea. It would have been in a reality. And that's the thing you have to think of, is if you sit and think and you sit and you have an idea to start a new business, you have an idea of changing your life, you have an idea of getting a new car, having a baby, buying a new house. You have all these ideas, but if you don't act on them, if you don't put it into play, it's never going to become a reality, and it's always going to be an idea written on a piece of paper or an idea in your mind. So a huge thing with mindset is you have to start acting on those ideas that come up. You can never wait. There's never a right time. You have to make it the right time. There's never the right opportunity. You have to make it your opportunity, your time. One good thought does not make a good life. Again, I couldn't just say, okay, I have this really incredible thought. I'm going to start a new business. That's not all you can think. You have to expand on that. You can't just have one good thought. You have to continuously have good thoughts. Success comes to those who have an entire mountain of gold that they continually mine, not those who find one nugget and try to live on it for 50 years. Like I said, we can't just have one idea where I start a business in 2010 and in 2020, I'm still going to be doing that same business. That's not how life works. You have to have multiple good ideas. You have to constantly tapping into that gold mine and making those become reality. Because again, if you don't act on them, they're never going to become reality and they're only going to be something in your head. The right thought plus the right people in the right environment at the right time for the right reason equals the right results. That could not be more true. I would have all these amazing ideas and thoughts in my head. I would manifest them out into the universe, but I was with the wrong people in the wrong environment. The people I was around and surrounding myself with were not big picture thinkers. They were not successful thinkers. They were people who live for the 9-to-5, retire at 60, and just live the life how it's supposed to be written, or how society or their parents wrote the life plan for them. I needed people who were big thinkers. I needed people who saw the big picture. I needed people who were successful thinkers, who thought like I did. And I needed to be in the right environment. I couldn't just, be stumbling along and meet these people once. I needed to constantly surround my life with these people. That's being in the right time with the right people in the right environment. If you have all these things together, then that's when the right result, the right success comes into play. You can't just, stumble and meet these people one time. You have to constantly surround yourself with people like that. So big picture thinkers are never satisfied with what they already know. They always visiting new places, reading new books, meeting new people, learning new skills. And because of this practice, they often become able to connect the unconnected. They're lifelong learners. This is a huge thing that I live by. You have to constantly be you have to constantly be going new places, meeting new people. If you're surrounding yourself with the same people, then you're going to stay in the same place. If you're wanting to upgrade, you have to upgrade your new experiences. You have to learn new skills. New skills are huge. You know, a year ago or 2 years ago, I didn't know how to utilize Instagram. I didn't even know what, like, how to use Instagram. I just didn't get it. I was a Facebook baby. That's how I grew up on social media, with Facebook. I always used Facebook, and I was not adapting to the new age. And so if I didn't learn the new skill of how to use Instagram, I'd still be stuck on Facebook, and I wouldn't even have an Instagram, and I wouldn't be in the new world. So you have to constantly be learning new skills, and you have to be a lifelong learner. Successful people and millionaires and six-figure earners are never satisfied with where they're at. They're never satisfied with what they know. They're always expanding their mind. You'll hear this time and time again. Leaders are readers, and that cannot be more true. Whether I'm reading a medical journal, I'm reading a medical blog, or whether I'm reading a personal development book or a personal development blog, I'm constantly reading. I'm learning new things every single day, because one person cannot know everything in the world. That's why you have to be a lifelong learner. You also have to be a lifelong coachable person. When I started on my journey to become successfully unemployed a year ago, and I met my mentor, you know, she told me, look, this is what I have for you. She laid it out on the table and she said, you have got to be coachable. If you don't listen to the things I tell you, you're not going to get where you're going to want to be. So I just listened to that, and it resonated in my mind over and over again. Guys, she gave me some pretty crazy homework and gave me some pretty off the wall things to do. But, you know, I had looked at her as a mentor. I saw that she was successful. I saw that she was already a millionaire, and I knew she had it figured out. She had already done the hard work. She had already done the groundwork and knew what worked. So I wasn't going to battle her. I wasn't going to not listen to her. I just took it and started it. I never questioned anything. And that is how you mold a leader. That's how you become a leader, is you constantly remain coachable. You constantly are learning. You never just learn everything at once. An excellent way to broaden your horizons and your experience is to listen to someone who has expertise in your area where you don't. I search for opportunities. So again, I was not successful in network marketing. My mentor was. I was not successful in mindset. My mentor was. I wasn't successful in recruiting. I wasn't successful in sales. I wasn't successful in attraction marketing. I pretty much was successful at being broke. And my mentor knew these things. She was successful. She did have expertise in the areas that I needed. So, of course, I searched and I found that she was golden in these industries, and I started following what she did. I started listening to what she was telling me, and I started applying it. You can't just listen and learn. You have to apply it. You have to act on those ideas. If you're going to listen, if you're going to learn, you're going to grow. It was a hard thing to kind of, it was, you know, you have to adjust your ego in all reality. You can't say, I know this. I'm going to make this company work. I'm going to make this business work. I'm going to make whatever work because I know what I'm doing. You can't go into it like that, or you're not going to get anywhere. You're going to stay in the same place because you're not learning the new skill sets. All right. So big picture thinking. What does being a big picture thinker allow you to do? Like, how does it help you in life? How does it help you become successful? Well, seeing the vision before their people do. So as a leader in any kind of industry, whether you're network marketing, real estate, you know, teachers, any kind of industry, if you want to be a leader, you want to be successful, you have to see the vision before other people do. They also see more of it. And basically, like, if you're in network marketing, in my profession, You have a team. You have to see the big picture before your team does. Your team's not going to see it unless you see it and you relay it to them. You have to size up situations, taking into account many variables. Leaders who see the big picture discern possibilities as well as problems to form a foundation to build a vision. Once leaders have done that, they can sketch a picture of where their team is going. So again, you have to see what the big picture is. You have to see every situation along the way. Even in investing, we just invested in our first business. I had to basically get a notebook and write down all the cons, all the situations that possibly could happen, could go wrong. And of course, you don't want to go into a situation negative, but as a successful person, you have to think about it. You have to think about all the different variations that could happen to build a strong foundation. And so I approached them and, you know, talked to them about all the things that could go wrong. Of course, it's not an easy conversation, but it's something that you have to do to be successful. You have to approach it and know all variations that can happen to build a strong foundation and know where your team is going, where your company is going, where your business is going, anything. You have to be able to size things up and know how it's going to play out. And you have to seize the moment when the timing is right. You can't just make it the time. You have to kind of know when the right time is, and it changes for every person, every team, every business. Another thing big picture thinking does is it promotes teamwork. It lets you know how important the team members see the whole picture, not just their own part. Going into a business investment, going into a network marketing company, each person needs to see the entire big picture. They can't just see their part in it. If I went into a business investment and I only saw, I'm the financial portion and I didn't see all the other operations, it probably wouldn't be a successful investment for me. The better the team grasps the big picture, the greater the potential is to have us work as a team. So everybody has to be on the same page, and you have to do this from the beginning to basically become successful. The only way to break new ground or move into uncharted territory is look beyond the immediate and see the big picture. That's so huge, because even though I was on the right track, I knew where I wanted to go. I knew what housing addition I wanted to live in. I knew what kind of car I wanted to drive. I knew how successful I wanted to be. I knew how I wanted my bank account to look like. The people around me were immediate thinkers. They weren't big picture thinkers. So that's how I had to basically change my environment. So overall, to pretty much wrap things up, is you have to adjust your mindset. You can't think negative. You can't think, why me? You have to think, try me. A huge thing is I stopped thinking negative. I stopped putting negative things out into the world, and I started thinking positive. I started thinking about the big picture. You have to change your mindset to be a big picture thinker. Somebody who is an immediate picture thinker is never successful. They might be successful for a month or two, but then all that money's gone. All that success is gone in a month or two because they're not thinking of the big picture. So you definitely have to adjust your mindset. Think of the bigger picture. Think of the bigger idea. Apply those ideas immediately. Don't write them down in a journal and just plan on them. Act on them immediately. Upgrade your environment, upgrade your friends, upgrade your situation. Because if you're sitting around with people who don't have the same mindset, you're going to be basically poking a dead horse. You'd have to upgrade everything around you to become successful and be a big picture thinker. So that's all for tonight. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please share with your friends so that I can continue keeping these on. Leave a review if you like it, and we'll see you next time. And this is Living Successfully Unemployed.